So number six, the anticipated strum, goes like this: three and a four and e four and e four and okay. And just to review about the direction, it's gonna go three, four, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up. How do I know? Because the E's and U's are on the up. Let's try it together, just on D, or D7 or D9, whatever you want to prefer. On 2, 3, E and a 4, E and a, and E, a, 4, E, good, now you're mimicking the rhythm well by ear. But you won't really feel it unless you force yourself to. So let's do a little like muting with the fretting hands and do all 16s just to reinforce the direction. And it's gonna go like this: up and up, up, down, up, up, and I'm sorry, I'm saying mixing two things. Two, three, four, up, down. So, first do the chucking with me. And we're gonna try and exit the rhythm. Up, down, up, 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 and E, four, E, we could slow it down
so,
a little.
So it would be two, it would be, oh, so this and is really this and.
Well, the last is the same as the first. Right, that's a good question. Yep. Once you repeat, you're only staying within the bar. That's a little confusing.
Right, okay, got it. Yep.
That's a good question. I also slowed it down to 60. So do the chucking again, like 1E and a 2E and a 3E and a 4E. And it's going to sound like this. Here we go. Good, sounds nice. And we can do two things. First, do two chords, and second, try and get the tempo up. So first, let's do the two chords. D7 to D, D7 to G7, or D9 to G9. Okay. So one, two, three, four. Bass player. Get used to getting there a little ahead of me. So I'll do it with you. It's not easy.
crazy.
So down, up, up, down, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up. Keep doing that, don't let me throw you off. We can slow it down, should we slow it down?
Listen,
now here's what it sounds like just on the D. 2, 3, 4. Nice job.